The Knowledgeable Provider podcast is intended primarily to entertain, also to inform, but it is not a substitute for actual medical training and should not be used by anyone to diagnose or treat any medical condition in themselves or others. If you need medical advice, please make an appointment to see your own knowledgeable medical provider. The opinions expressed by me and anyone else who happens to appear on the podcast are solely those of the people expressing them and are not necessarily representative of any other entities. Other than the lunches at the office, I do not receive any sort of compensation from pharmaceutical or medical device companies, and I have no other relevant financial disclosures. Look, this is all for fun, okay? Don't sue me. All right, on with the show. Hello, welcome to Knowledgeable Provider. As I suspected, this week's musical episode of the podcast only came out on Spotify. Big thanks to all three of you who have listened to it so far. Oh, wait, I listened to it, so big thanks to both of you who have listened to it so far. I hope you have enjoyed it. I listened to it on my way to work the morning it came out, and I was like crying and happy, and I enjoyed it so much. So I don't really care if nobody else listens to it, to be honest, but I do hate that it was only available on Spotify. So I'm putting out this version of the episode that has none of the actual music in it, but you can still hear my commentary about each song. The track list is available in the show notes here and also on the blog, which you can find at our website at thekppod.com. Thanks to everyone for playing along with my little project here, and I will be back on Monday with the next regular episode. So the last episode was a little trip down memory lane, thinking about a terrible call that I ran early in my EMS career. And I guess I stayed on memory lane. And one thing I started thinking about was all of the songs that I associate with my time in EMS. I actually went so far once upon a time as to make a mix CD with a bunch of songs on it that I just called EMS Music. So I dug through my old CD books today and found that disc. I went back and looked at some of the songs on there, and I thought it would be cool to share that playlist with you. Most of this music is from the early aughts, really during a pretty narrow period of time from about 2000 to about 2004, with only a few exceptions. That would have been during the time when I was 18 to 22 years old, so my first few years as an EMT and then a paramedic. And I guess that's why these songs sort of imprinted in my brain, because it was all so new and so exciting, and I was really passionate about what I was doing when I got into EMS. I stayed with it for a long time, and of course it led to the rest of my career in medicine, but I don't know that I've ever really been as passionate about anything as I was about EMS. So some of these may sound cheesy, especially if you're an old timer. A lot of people will probably laugh at me for this, but if that's you, think back to when you first got involved, when everything was exciting and new and shiny. If you're at all into music, I'm sure you have your own songs that relate to the field in some way or have inspired you or encouraged you along the way. And that's what these songs are to me. I've tried to leave off the most obvious songs that would have something to do with EMS or the big, huge, popular songs that everyone knows already. I've tried to really only include songs that maybe you have not heard before, or maybe you never thought about how they could be seen as being related to EMS. So here we go, let's get into it. So I didn't put the songs in any particular order, but the first song on the list is probably my favorite out of all of them. If you don't have time for all this and you just want to listen to one song off of here, let it be this one. It's called 100 in a 55 by Pop Evil. It's on their album called Lipstick on the Mirror that came out in 2008. And man, this one just has it all. The tone of the song, the tone of the singer's voice is just kind of tired. Kind of tired like you get after the end of a long shift, maybe a 24-hour shift. Kind of tired after you get after years and years of up all night and adrenaline and all that other stuff that comes with EMS. Long hours, long days, overtime. There's a very literal tie-in. The title 100 in a 55 means, of course, driving 100 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. So it's about driving fast. The first line of the chorus is, I'm going 100 in a 55 and I don't know why I'm still alive. It kind of captures that feeling of, I don't know why I haven't gotten hurt yet. I don't know why I'm still able to do this, but here I am. And there's a lot in here about being dedicated to something that you feel like is your destiny or your mission, even if it doesn't make sense, even if people around you don't understand that. Maybe it's different nowadays, I don't know, but when I was working, we often felt disrespected or sort of like bottom of the totem pole in the medical hierarchy, if there is such a thing. And there was always kind of this undertone of like, what are you going to do next? What are you doing after this? A respiratory therapist one time actually told me explicitly that she thought I was wasting my life being a paramedic. And it's so sad that people would look that way on a field or a profession that requires so much skill and dedication, hard work, etc. But anyway, there was that. And this song is about sticking with it because you believe in it, even though somewhere in the back of your mind, you probably have some of the same doubts about how much longer you can do it. So that's the number one song on Jody's EMS mixtape playlist, 155 by Pop Evil. The second song on the playlist is called Hero by Chad Krieger, the guy from Nickelback, featuring Josie Scott. This came out in 2002 on the soundtrack for the Spider-Man movie. This is probably the most obvious sort of potentially trite song on the list. The reason I put it on here is because I like it not for the most obvious potential reason, which would be calling yourself a hero. In fact, in the bridge of the song, the narrator makes it clear that he does not think of himself as a hero. It's not that part of the song that resonates with me. The first line of the chorus is, "And they say that a hero could save us. I'm not going to stand here and wait." And the second part of that there is what gets me. That's why the song speaks to me. There's something very, I don't know what the word I want to use is, powerful, inspiring, motivating, about wanting to be the person who doesn't stand there and wait, about wanting to be the person who is going to jump in and try to do something to help. And even outside of the medical field, I'm always moved by finding the place where the rubber really meets the road. You know, in any endeavor, you have a lot of stuff surrounding it, right? You have all the planning and the training and the talking and the politics and the back and forth. Really, in any human endeavor that involves more than one person, probably. Red tape, legal stuff, financial stuff. There's always a bunch of BS involved in any project. But at some point, it comes down to a person or people and a moment where someone has to actually do something. And all that is super true in the medical field. Learning and training and practicing and discussing in legal stuff and red tape and money stuff. Just so much bullshit to wade through. But once you get through all that, if you're a hands-on clinical medicine person, you get to be the point where the rubber meets the road. You get to be the person who finally makes a decision to do something, whether that's a procedure or just making a decision about what's going to happen next with the patient, writing a medicine, whatever it is, we get to be the point where the rubber meets the road. Another moving example of that that I always think about is the astronauts. You know, you look at all the people it takes to build the vehicles that take them into space, all the money and politics and government stuff that goes behind that, a whole lot of people working behind the scenes to make that happen. But what all that eventually comes down to is a handful of people strapped into their seats on top of that giant rocket who are actually going to go and do something with it. So that's why this song is important to me. A couple other elements of it are the line about holding on to the wings of the eagles, watch as we all fly away. Obviously, I think about helicopter EMS, flight crews. I never got to a point in EMS, and I bet nobody else does either, where it was no longer cool to watch the helicopter show up and take off. Of course, I've never worked on a helicopter, but it's just a neat thing. Even if you're only involved as a ground crew member or someone who sets up the landing zone or whatever, like, it's just a cool thing to be involved in. Unfortunately, here in our area, there was a crash back in 2007. AeriVac 16, which is the helicopter out of the Muscle Shoals base, crashed while they were attempting to help locate a lost hunter in the woods. The paramedic on that flight, Alan Bragwell, and the nurse, Tiffany Miles, were both people who had a hand in my EMS training, both people who I considered mentors. The pilot's name was Michael Baker. I never knew him. But those two were important people in my career and very important people in the EMS and ER community in the Shoals area. That was a very devastating loss for everyone. And so I think about them specifically when I hear this song. There was a day during my paramedic training, I think I was riding along with Alan that day, but there was a water rescue situation where this kid had jumped off the bluff down in Sheffield and drowned, and everybody was down there looking for him. And I remember this moment where we pull up in the ambulance, Alan gets out, grabs a couple of things, probably a jump bag, cardiac monitor, hops into a boat that I assume belonged to one of the fire departments or rescue squads over there, and off they went. Like, no hesitation, no questions asked. There's someone out there who needs us, so let's go. And generally, as paramedics, we're not trained in any kind of water rescue or anything, but it was just second nature, no big deal. And that was always very moving to me, something I remember and tried to emulate in my own career later. Another little thing about the holding on to the wings of the Eagles line, when I worked for North Star in Florence from 2003 to 2007, the ambulances that we used there were manufactured by a company called Trauma Hawk, and they all had this little logo, this little picture of a hawk in profile view flying on the kind of the back quarter panel, just a little logo, not a huge thing. So, you know, hawks, eagles, okay, I'm taking off in the ambulance and you're watching us drive off with the patient. Okay, I'll round up to eagles there. So, number two song, Hero by Chad Krieger featuring Josie Scott. All right, next up we have Smokin' and Ridin' by Ja Rule. This is from the Pain is Love album that came out in 2001. This is just a fun song. This is just fun. It's about riding around in big trucks and getting into shenanigans in the street all night long. This is the beginning of the shift song. If 155 is the end of the shift, this is the beginning of the shift. This is what you listen to on a good day when you're proud of what you do and happy to be there. My favorite line, nobody leaves, nobody breathes until I enter the party. Perfect. There's a little bit about parking in the handicap spot and winking at the hose as you walk in. I didn't do a lot of winking at the hose when I was working in the field, but, you know, it's a nice sentiment anyway. There's also a little gem in there at one point that says, if you're knowing what I'm knowing, you'd live your life. Love that, too. This is not a clean song, by the way. My intention is to use the explicit versions of all of these, so if that's something that bothers you, just be warned. Number three, Smokin' and Ridin' by Ja Rule. All right, number four on the list, Batting Cleanup, appropriately so. This is Downfall by Matchbox 20. From More Than You Think You Are, back in 2004. I don't know what this song is actually supposed to be about, but it is absolutely spot on. It gives me chills every time I listen to it. I see it as hearing things from the patient's perspective and then from the provider's perspective. I want to just say the lyrics because I want to make sure you catch this. This is just unbelievable. I don't know what else to say. First verse, this is the patient's perspective. I wonder how you sleep. I wonder what you think of me. If I could go back, would you have ever been with me? I want you to be unused. I want you to remember. I want you to believe in me. I want you on my side. Here comes the chorus. Get ready for it. Come on, lay it down. I've always been with you. Here and now, give all that's within you. Be my savior, and I will be your downfall. Whoa! Is Rob Thomas a paramedic? Second verse. Here it is from our perspective. Here we go again. Ashamed of being broken in. We're getting off track. I want to get you back again. I want you to trouble me. I want you to agree with me. I want so much, so bad. Oh, how did he do that? By the way, Matt Serletic is a co-writer on this song, so maybe he was the paramedic. I don't know. Somebody's a paramedic in this. This is another one of my absolute favorites on this list. Downfall by Matchbox 20. Number five is a very cool Dave Matthews Band song called So Right. Came out in 2001 on their Every Day, that's all one word, album. This is like middle of the shift energy. Still feeling positive, still going strong. Again, we have some driving all night and running red lights. We got roll out down to midnight, then roll on downtown till it's light. Roll hard till midnight, roll till it's light. Come on, stay up and make some memories with us now. Roll on, run the red lights. You know the game now is keep it tight. That makes me miss the ambulance a little bit. This song would be ideal if you have a partner that you really like. There's a little bit of that in here too. Our love is so right. I won't waste a minute here tonight. Tonight, my dance is all about you. Really, that kind of thing is more what the song is about. So if you have a partner that you really vibe with, or maybe even more than that, this is perfect. The second to last verse says, remember, let's just move together. Our love is so right. I swear it would last forever. In the song, to me, it sounds like, I swear it won't last forever, which is more appropriate in my experience for EMS partnerships, both platonic and romantic. The other element of this that I really like is the music itself. To me, the guitar and the horn parts are very, very reminiscent of the siren and the air horns in my imaginary music video that I see when this plays. When the song first starts, it goes da 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 ba da da da, and I see like a red strobe light timed with that ba da da da. Very cool vibe, very cool song. I think you'll love this if you haven't heard it. So Right by Dave Matthews Band. Next up, this one's a highlight too. This is Lessons in Love, Hope, and Faith Part 1, The Road by Sister Hazel. This came out on the Heartland Highway album back in 2010. I got to plug Sister Hazel here. They are my favorite band. If you've never heard of them or can't quite place them, if you know one of their songs, it's probably All For You. That was their one big smash hit back in the late 90s. They had a couple other radio songs. One was called Champagne High and one was called Change Your Mind. They've never really been big since then, back in the late 90s, but they are still together. They're still touring, still putting out albums. They do all these great events where you can come and meet them and hang out with them, listen to them play. They're interactive with fans on social media. They're just good, down-to-earth guys. They've been together for over 25 years now. It's the same people who have been in the band from the beginning that are still in it. Just really a great band. In the beginning, I believe they were labeled alternative. These days, the music they're making leans more toward the country side of things. They've actually played the Grand Ole Opry a few times lately. So yeah, check them out if you're not familiar or if you've never heard from them since the late 90s. They've got a lot going on still. This song is about really anything that you have been dedicated to or invested a lot of time in, whether that's a career or a spouse or whatever. This would be particularly applicable if you are in the enviable situation of having a good partner on the ambulance that you've been with for a long time. It's about looking back over the years and thinking about all the decisions you've made and all the ways that you could have done things differently, but still being thankful that things have turned out the way they have. It's just a really nice song that'll make you feel good. So here's number 6, Lessons in Love, Hope, and Faith, Part 1, The Road, by Sister Hazel. Number 7, this is probably the most straightforward song on the list. This is called The Artist in the Ambulance by Thrice. Came out in 2003 on an album of the same name. There's really nothing to explain here. It's about somebody being in a car accident and being saved by a paramedic, presumably. It's a great up-tempo song that'll make you feel good about what you do. So if you need to pick me up now and then, this is a great place to find it. The Artist in the Ambulance by Thrice. This next song is definitely about a particular skill. I don't think I've ever found another song about a particular skill or procedure in medicine. Of course, that's not really what the song's about. But listen to the song and think about it. See if you can figure out what I'm talking about. Here we go. This is Lose Yourself by Eminem. Did you get it? That, friends, is the intubation song, right? You're nervous, but on the surface, you look calm. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Don't miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. The patient's lifetime, that is. Isn't that just perfect? Hopefully the vomit's on the patient's sweater, not yours. And hopefully the bit about the food stamps and the baby mama drama do not apply to you. Lose Yourself by Eminem from 2002 from the soundtrack to the movie 8 Mile. Next up is a real fun, kind of power, feel-good sort of song called Race Against Time 2 by Ja Rule. It already has the right kind of title, right? Race Against Time. The chorus is my favorite part. In my race against time, I can't stop running through the red lights, living my life, even if I'm getting too hot or maybe too high. It's hard to tell. I'ma keep running through the red lights, living my life. I seem to gravitate towards running red lights. Y'all clear your intersections now. I'm not advocating for reckless driving. It's kind of interesting. There are three different versions of this song out there that all have the same chorus, but are all three very different songs. My favorite one, the one I'm going to play, came out in 2003 on an album called Blood in My Eye. The title of the song on the streaming services now has been shortened to just Against Time. I imagine that's because of the other Race Against Time 2 that is actually by Tank featuring Ja Rule, which is on the Fast and Furious soundtrack from 2001. The first version of the song, which is just Race Against Time, was on Ja Rule's Veni Vidi Vici album in 1999. All three songs really are worth listening to. They kind of have different vibes, different feelings, and different lyrics, really, other than the chorus. So check those out, too. But here's my preferred version of Race Against Time 2 by Ja Rule. This next song kind of has a defiant, petulant, almost arrogant kind of feel. And none of those words describe me or my behavior now or in the past. But man, sometimes it's hard to keep it inside when the patients are acting crazy, or even every now and then when you have a coworker or responder or somebody from another agency or whatever who's maybe just overstepping a little bit. I have had not nice thoughts in those situations. Very, very, very rarely have I ever acted on those thoughts. But this song captures that feeling pretty well. If you want to ride, get inside, let's roll. If you run your mouth, shut my doors. I got nothing on my hands but time. It's time to me when you're the one that's on the grind. I used to always think of it as when you're the one that's on the ground. There's several other little elements in here that I like that I'll just let you hear for yourself. Probably my favorite little jewel in there is the line, if I ain't shit, then what you crowding me for? So check this one out. On the Grind by Nelly featuring King Jacob from the Nellyville album 2002. Number 11 is a song by Kid Rock called What I Learned Out on the Road. It's on the Cocky album from 2001. This one will make you feel good about your job. The vibe is just real badass. I've been everywhere. I can handle anything. A little bravado that is helpful to make it through the day. Sometimes when you're out there doing what you do. I haven't really kept up with Kid Rock or followed him for quite a while, but I did enjoy the first few albums. And like a lot of his songs on those albums, this one's kind of all over the place. It sounds like two different songs put together. The first verse could be about a musician traveling to the South to do a show. Could be. I don't think that's what it's about. My favorite parts are the verses and chorus where he's singing, not screaming. The tail end of the chorus is especially meaningful to me as somebody who was super passionate about EMS, but then ultimately moved on to something else. Of course, I'm still proud of all the time I spent in EMS and very grateful for all the experiences I had and all the skills I learned. So the line is, I loved the life, but I never sold my soul. All them late nights and early mornings, let me show you what I learned out on the road. Love that. The second verse is perfect for really anybody that works in medicine. It goes, I've tried 1,000 times and I've tried to explain. I've cried 1,000 times over things that I can't change. I've learned a lot, you know. I grow each passing day, and I blame nobody but myself for mistakes that I have made. I'd like to think that's the outlook that anybody who works in medicine has from day to day. So there you go. What I Learned Out on the Road by Kid Rock. We have made it to the end, to the last song on the mixtape. If you stuck around this long, thanks for hanging with it. I hope you've enjoyed the music. I've had so much fun doing this. I'm going to add Radio DJ to my list of potential alternatives when I decide to chunk my medical career and go do something else. The last song is called Tonight by Charlie Robison. Charlie actually died last year, September of last year. He was only 59. I didn't know that until I was putting the show together, so RIP Charlie. He has some really cool music. You should check him out. The version I like is the live version from a 2003 album called Live, and partly the reason I saved it for last was because it's 11 minutes long. There is a studio version, which is the length of a normal song, on the Step Right Up album from 2001, if you prefer to listen to that. But the other reason I saved it for last is because it's very nostalgic. It's him remembering when he was a teenager in high school and out running around in the streets in his tiny town. And that's exactly what I was doing at that age, driving around in circles in my tiny town, waiting on something to happen, which in my case meant an emergency call, a medical call or a fire. And I was 16, 17 years old. I was not licensed as an EMT. I didn't have any formal training as a firefighter. I was just starting to learn about all the stuff. But gosh, it was so exciting when those tones would go off, when the pager would go off. Just absolutely lived for that. And the tone of the very long intro to this song is just perfect for thinking back on shenanigans from your younger years. He does talk about some underage drinking / driving, which obviously I do not condone. I certainly was not doing that. In fact, the people who were doing that were the people that I was waiting on to have some tragedy so I could go respond to it. So I realized that that part of the song is problematic. My favorite line is the end of the very first chorus where he says, can't come home now, Mom, because anything might happen tonight. And that was the thing with me and my parents. They encouraged me to get involved in all that, but then when I wanted to stay out all night long on school nights, they didn't like that so much. So sorry for the stress if you're listening, Mom and Dad. I'm not going to say anything else after this song. I'm just going to let that be the end of the episode. I will put a list of all these songs in the show notes, of course, as well as a list of honorable mentions that I considered but decided not to put in for whatever reason. I'm curious to know what's on your mixtape. That would be fun. Send me your list of songs that you like about whatever it is you do in medicine. Maybe we'll do more of these episodes. Thanks so much for sticking with me on this. I hope you've enjoyed it. So here's the last song, Tonight by Charlie Robison. All right, that does it for this episode of Knowledgeable Provider. I'm your host, Jody Marks. Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to like, subscribe, or follow on your preferred listening platform. Give us a nice 5-star rating and leave a nice review. If you'd like to help support the show, you can do that at patreon.com/knowledgeableprovider. And as always, stay safe, take care of yourself, and take care of your patients in that order. The people.
Thank you.